Hi there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for May 20th, 2020. This is our super quick overview or rundown, if you will, of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So ahead of Google Play Music shutting down later this year, Google last week started letting users transition their libraries over to YouTube Music. The full rollout of the YouTube Music Transfer tool will take several weeks and potentially months, but you can now sign up for early access. The migration is an easy one-step process, though, that involves tapping Transfer in YouTube Music to instantly transfer your library. Once the tool is rolled out, Play Music and YouTube Music will prompt you to do so, with Google also sending out a detailed email. And as we noted in this email last week, it will state your library encompasses a great deal of content, personal preferences, and history. At launch, Google said the transfer tool will take a few weeks to become available for all users. However, you can now request early access via a form by entering your email associated with your Google Play Music account and what country you're currently located in. We'll leave a link in the show notes for those interested in signing up. As of the end of last month, Google Meet is officially free for everyone, not just those with paid G Suite accounts. To help those with messier homes and others, it looks like the Google Meet app for Android is preparing to launch background blur options. Today, Google Meet version 41.5 began rolling out via the Google Play Store, with the only noteworthy change being the addition of 4 code strings that mention background blur. From these, it seems clear that Google is preparing to at least test the option to automatically blur your background in Meet calls, starting with the Android app first, obviously. When background blur will start appearing on the app, though, is unknown as yet. But Google typically announces details of new features for products like these to G Suite admins before they launch. Of course, Google Meet gaining background blur would still put it far behind their biggest competitor, Zoom, which actually offers the option to completely replace your background with an image or video of your choosing. When we do find out if the option does appear on the Android app, we will let you know. Google has, of course, been rolling out dark modes for its various apps for a little over a year at this point, but the Google Apps dark mode never fully stuck on Android and iOS. Today, though, Google confirmed that rollout is finally happening for all users on all OSs. In a tweet, Google confirmed that starting today and over the next week, the Google app for Android and iOS is getting dark mode officially. On Android 10 and iOS 13, this follows the system setting or toggle, as most other Google apps do. Like other Google apps too, the option is mostly grey in design. On older Android and iOS smartphones, dark mode is still accessible through an in-app setting. Heading into the Google Apps settings brings up an option for you to choose your preference. This setting can also be used on Android 10 or iOS 13 to force one mode or the other if you don't want the app to match your system settings. When the rollout does hit your device, you may see a pop-up on the main screen that does say the dark mode is available, and it will link you to the settings for changing your app's theme. Notably though, the dark mode for the Google app, at least on Android, has been available for quite some time for many users. We spotted wide rollouts of dark mode in the Stable app all the way back in October, and beta users have had it even longer. Still, if you're on iOS or have just missed out on the rollout previously on Android, it should arrive on your device within the next week. So really, we're just missing the dark mode for Google Maps now at this point. And finally, we've reported multiple times at this point that the Google Pixel 5 wouldn't ship with a Snapdragon 865 processor, and even pointed to evidence saying it would probably be the Snapdragon 765G. Still though, many held out hope that the phone would have a high-end chipset. Now though, another report is backing up our findings, leading to the question, would you buy a Pixel 5 with the Snapdragon 765 chip powering the show? We're currently running a poll over on site now, and at present the consensus is that the Snapdragon 765 chipset probably wouldn't put most of you out there off. If you would like to have your say though, I will leave a link down below in the show notes. So that was a snapshot of all of the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, and via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.